crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very positive.
I'm feeling great. Yeah. Usually I get here just in time to like start drinking my coffee and sit down and put my bags in the corner, but I've been here for upwards of 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Super organized.
Honestly, it's changed my whole outlook.
That's how I feel when I, you know, wake up at like 10 minutes before I normally do. I'm like, I have all the time in the world. Look at me go. What are we talking about today on Word Salad, Amelia?
So today we are talking about, so basically I was thinking, whenever we're like, what is the origins of this word? It ends up being Latin or Greek or like Germanic roots. And yeah. I was like, you know what? English is a much richer language than that. And so I wanted to talk about English words that have roots in Hindi and Urdu.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think I need to give a slight, like, I ought to acknowledge that obviously colonialism played a part in this. And colonialism and white supremacy are not things from history. They are the beams with which we've built at this house, and we need to demolish it yesterday.
And build a new house.
And also Winston Churchill was a monster. And I think that's probably as much as I can say without swearing. But yeah, I wanted to acknowledge that before we start talking about this.
That's our preface to now talking about this. Because yeah, probably without the consequences of colonialism, we wouldn't have these words.
It was very well worded, Amelia.
Okay, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Words. So I love these words so much. There's such a beautiful combination of like long kind of throaty vowel sounds.
Ooh.
And nice soft consonants.
Beautiful.
So there's probably the ones that you definitely already could probably assume had Hindi or Urdu origins, like chutney.
Oh, true.
And
yeah.
Guru.
Mm-hmm.
And mogul.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mantra,
yeah. I would have picked up on that one.
But we've also got bandana.
Okay, wasn't expecting that.
Bungalow, which means house in a Bengal style, which is
going to
like change my mind every time I see, oh, it's just a bungalow style house. And,
house in a Bengal style, nice.
Dinghy and dungaree are
dinghy.
Very good. Dinghy, yeah.
Like little boats.
Yeah, like little boats.
Oh, that's cool. And dungarees. And this is great.
And indeed, dungarees. Loot.
Loot, like to loot a store or to play a small instrument.
Not the medieval European instrument.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah, so like the verb loot and then the noun loot comes after that because it means like a burglary initially.
Oh, I see. You mean like your swag bag kind of loot as well.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm following.
Tickety-boo.
No.
Thug?
What does tickety-boo mean?
It means, yeah, it's all good.
It's all tickety-boo.
Okay. Everything's good.
I get a little bit confused when people say that.
Well, now you can say to them,
sure
did you know
means,
that that has a Hindi or Urdu root?
A jungle, khaki, and cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
Are very good.
I've always thought of cummerbund as being like quite a Scottish thing, but I think that that's just because I associate it with people wearing kilts and then that big cummerbund above it. But yeah, cummerbund.
Wagner wore a cummerbund all the time. Apparently he wore a tuxedo every day.
Did he
sleep
in it?
Terrible, terrible man.
Not just because of his fashion, maybe, but
no, not just
other
because
reasons.
Of that. Yeah, Nietzsche went to go live with him and was just like, this man wears a tuxedo every day and won't stop singing his own songs. I'm out. True story. So that's my cummerbund info. So now, because I thought, as much as I would love to just read a list of these, because it's quite, like,
there's some great ones.
That's nice for me.
These are great facts you can, you know, pepper into your next family meal.
There are some kind of like interesting controversy ones. Punch.
Like to punch or to drink?
So the drink. And so this is only kind of interesting for me who assumed that it had something to do with fists. But no, it's just totally an unrelated word that came in.
You'd think it could mean to pack a punch, that drink packed a punch.
Yeah, no, it's just, so this is the reason why it's been more or less a list, is that a lot of these are just the Hindi or Urdu or like Anglo-Indian words for these things, and
right.
Then they've just been nicked. But then there are some, then it starts to get interesting. Cheetah.
Cheetah, like the animal that runs fast?
Yes.
Or someone who doesn't, you know, do their own homework.
No. So the animal. So it comes from a word meaning like variegated. So like having different a pattern of different colours.
Okay.
Or adorned.
So cheetah means, what did you say? Like, variegated?
Variegated.
Variegated.
Like having a pattern.
Having, okay, that's not a word I knew before this morning.
Okay, that's good. We're learning all kinds of things. But I've tried to figure out why this African wildcat has like a Hindi name. And I can't figure it out. I've not been able to find it. So if any of the listeners can tell me why that is,
how that got there,
I would love to know. I also found out during my research that you can tame a cheetah. They used to be called hunting leopards because they were like the kind you could take hunting with you.
I did used to wish when I was a kid that I had like a cheetah as a pet. It was one of those things I really wanted. I thought it would be super cool. I was really into lots of books about jungles and stuff.
If your parents had loved you enough, they could have made it happen. So shampoo.
What?
No.
Yep, shampoo is an interesting one, and it comes from it actually comes from an imperative, like rub.
Oh. Like,
do it.
Wash your hair.
Shampoo.
Great.
And so it comes from like 18th century Turkish bath culture, so it's the bit where you get rubbed. It's the rub.
So how come it got then turned into the name for the thing that you wash your hair with?
I imagine it, like, because part of shampooing is
the rubbing.
And so you go from, I'm getting a shampoo, and then it turns into,
Interesting that you don't then call, like, body wash shampoo as well.
Yeah, I guess the body wash is more of, I associate it with the 90s, but I imagine it came earlier than that. You know.
Interesting.
Bath bombs and body wash. Someone's texted in Jodhpur.
Yes, Jodhpur.
Nice.
That's one of the ones that's for a region.
Okay.
As is, I believe, dungaree. Dungaree is for a fabric, and that fabric is named after the region that it's from.
Interesting.
One that is very mysterious is veranda.
Okay, veranda. What's the mystery behind veranda?
So there's a few things. One, someone with a bee in their bonnet has gone onto the Wikipedia page for veranda and complained about how some people will not accept that the spelling with an H at the end, even though it is perfectly correct.
This is one of my favorite things about Wikipedia is when you stumble across. This is why they always used to say in high school, never cite Wikipedia as a reference in anything. Because anybody can get on there and just be like, also, by the way, this famous person was mean to my mum. And then that can be on there until someone takes it down.
But also, so English and French get veranda from Anglo-Indian, from Hindi and Urdu roots.
Okay.
However, it also is the same word in Portuguese, like independently.
How does that happen? It's such a specific word.
It's such a specific word.
And in Portuguese, does it mean the same thing?
Yeah.
What?
And so some people think, well, maybe somehow it got from, because like as far as I can tell, like our oldest records are like Spanish Portuguese.
Okay.
And some people are like, well, clearly
must have come from there first.
It got from there to like India and then came back. And then other people are saying, no, this was an independent discovery of the word veranda.
Wow.
It's really interesting. And I mean, I'm not sure if you've heard of these experiments where, so there's certain beliefs about how people form words in languages, and ideas about how that is in some way less arbitrary than this, like, semioticists and the structuralists than de Saussure would like you to think.
Oh, I see.
And so people do studies where they'll, like, show people from across different cultures, like, shapes and get them to associate words with them and see if there are similarities between the words. And I was thinking, could this happen
with
on
a veranda?
Complex a level that it names a veranda. And I just don't know.
You look at it, it's like a triangle and a little slanty bit, and you're like, oh, that's a veranda. And that's how the name came about. It's a bit like when they find ancient trade routes by finding, like, you know, some glass beads from Argentina and Fiji or something, and they go, oh, they must have had a trade route through here. So it's kind of with words, the word equivalent of that.
It's honestly very interesting that tracking words, because obviously a lot of them go back to like ancient Sanskrit and stuff, but it gets so tricky.
Someone's texted in and they've said, I stand to be corrected, but somewhere in the back of my mind, the word Coromandel, like the peninsula, is supposed to be of Hindi origin.
I am going to look into that. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know if that's true.
Stay tuned. We'll try and find out.
This texter is standing to be corrected, though. So.
I mean, it sounds like it could be.
Like by the word sounds you
mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to rule it out.
We'll look into that
and get back to you.
We'll look into that for you, Glenn.
I have one more controversial word if we have time.
We have time for a controversial word.
Cushy.
Oh, like cushy, like, oh, that's a bit of a flash job. That's a bit of a nice, comfortable couch you've got over there.
Wow, I was thinking of such a different meaning for cushy. Like soft and sensitive, you know?
No. Rachel's spot on with her definition of cushy. And so some people think, yes, it's from this Hindi word, cushy, originally from a Persian word, as many Hindi words are.
Okay.
And then other people go, it's from cushion, mate.
That's just what I always thought.
It's just from cushion. And they're like, no, it's from this Hindi word that means easy. That was like a really popular slang term.
Well, there you go.
It's from cushion.
It's from
Someone's
cushion.
Someone's texted in and said Coromandel is a range of hills in southern India.
Oh.
There you go. Okay.
There we go. Thank you, Hive Mind. We love it. And thank you very much, Amelia. I enjoyed that a lot. Words of Hindi and Urdu origin that have snuck their way into the English language.
Yeah.
More or less. Thank you very much. What was that one?
Pucker.
Like to pucker your lips.
No, like the UK slang that means like, yeah, genuine. It's like pucker. It's the real thing.
Never heard of that
in my life.
All right. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet. Thank you. 95 BFM.